Sample test 1. Part A. Spot dictation. The parents set the rules and the children obey, right? Wrong. In a growing number of North American families, adults have let their children take over. Parents want to be nurturing a love and make their small children happy. But many have become confused about the best way to achieve this, explains a noted child psychologist. Large numbers of parents are being controlled by their child, to the point that entire families end up organizing themselves around a small child's emotions. The problem is that many mothers and fathers try to be a friend to their children. However, parenting is not a popularity contest. Challenging authority is a normal part of child development and is strongest between the ages of 4 and 6. Setting rules and enforcing them teaches the child that he or she is equal in worth but not equal in authority. Then the child feels safe and secure and can be a kid again. Believe it or not, it's frightening for children to realize they are in charge of a situation. In upside-down families, when parents back down from rules they set, children become very insecure, anxious, and out of control. They don't trust their parents to protect them. Parents should follow these tips to avoid this situation and keep control. Be a leader. Parents cannot guide a child and seek his or her approval of their decisions at the same time. Don't say, "It's time for bed, okay?" Instead say, "It's time for bed, kids." Don't make rules quickly and then change them. It's very important to be consistent. Once you make a rule, stick to it. Pay less attention to your children when their behavior is bad, and more when it is good. Do not reward bad behavior by giving extra attention to it. Instead, save your attention for when the child acts appropriately. Don't allow your kids to call you by your first name. This removes the authority figure in a child's life. Children need parents, not another friend.
Part B. Listening Comprehension. 1. Statements.
1. Do you think I could borrow your car to go grocery shopping? The supermarkets outside the city are so much cheaper than the one by the school.
2. I got lost on my way to the hotel. I don't know how I did it. I've been there a million times.
3. Professor Orwell sure was acting strangely today. He was talking so quietly, and then not giving us any homework.
4. I'm sorry, sir, but you're allowed only one piece of luggage on the plane. You'll have to check one of the suitcases at the luggage counter.
5. You weren't in class this morning, so you probably haven't heard that the deadline has been extended a week.
6. Are you going to the store? Well, I'm low on laundry detergent.
7. I just called the travel agent. It's all set. On August 1st, I'm heading for the beach for an entire week.
8. I worked very hard on my research paper, but the professor said that I made many broad claims that weren't supported enough.
9. You say you really like those abstract paintings we saw in our art history class today, but I guess it's something I haven't acquired a taste for yet.
10. You will be staying at the Hilton right across the street from the conference center, but I'm at the Royal Hotel 6 miles away.
2. Talks and conversations. Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following talk. Community service is an important component of education here at our university. We encourage all students to volunteer for at least one community activity before they graduate. A new community program called One on One helps elementary students who've fallen behind. new education majors might be especially interested in it because it offers the opportunity to do some teaching, that is, tutoring in math and English. You'd have to volunteer 2 hours a week for one semester. You can choose to help a child with math, English, or both. Half-hour lessons are fine, so you could do a half-hour of each subject 2 days a week. Professor Dodge will act as mentor to the tutors. He'll be available to help you with lesson plans or to offer suggestions for activities. He has office hours every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon. You can sign up for the program with him and begin the tutoring next week. I'm sure you'll enjoy this community service and you'll gain valuable experience at the same time. It looks good on your resume, too, showing that you've had experience with children and that you care about your community. If you'd like to sign up, or if you have any questions, stop by Professor Dodge's office this week. Questions.
11. What is the purpose of this talk?
12. What is the purpose of the program described by the man?
13. What does Professor Dodge do?
14. What should students interested in the tutorials do?
Questions 15 to 21 are based on the following two talks.
Well, I went away to college when I was 17. I'd never lived away from my parents before, and I was really looking forward to it. But I was also scared, because I was leaving my friends behind, and I didn't know anyone when I first arrived. I lived in a really big dormitory and shared a room with two other girls. I guess the thing I learned the most was how to get along with others. You know, how to respect other people's opinions and property, stuff like that. At home, I'd always had my own room. This was the first time I'd had to live with other people in the same room. We were all really different. I mean, our personalities and lifestyles were completely opposite in some ways. Anyway, at first, it really caused problems. But we learned how to get along living in those tight quarters. 3 17-year-olds living in one room, can you imagine? I'm surprised we survived it at all.
I think for myself, the hardest thing was learning how to manage my own time better. I used to stay up late watching TV a lot, didn't eat well, often went to class unprepared, and things like that. My grades were really suffering, and I could hardly keep my eyes open in class. It was a drag. Somehow, midway through the semester, I changed and started to do well. Organizing my time was a real challenge. In high school, I didn't have to worry. I had the same schedule every day, and at night, my parents were pushing me to study. But it's different when you go away to college. You have to learn to take responsibility for your actions. No one is going to tell you what to do. You have to figure it out yourself.
Questions. 15. How old was the woman when she went away to college?
16. Why did she feel scared when she first arrived at the college?
17. The woman mentions that she learned several things at college. Which of the following is not one of these things?
18. Which was the most difficult thing for the man when he went away to college?
19. Which of the following statements is not true as to his performance when he first arrived at the college?
20. When did he change and start to improve?
21. According to the man, what's the thing you have to learn when you go away to college? Questions 22 to 26 are based on the following conversation. I just found out that my parents are moving.
Are you surprised?
Well, not really. They've been trying to sell their house for 6 months to a year now.
Oh, well, I thought they liked it where they were.
They do. They love it. But they're getting older. Dad wants to live in a smaller town. And Mom says she's sick and tired of the fast pace and taking care of the house, you know.
So where are they going to move?
You're not going to believe this.
What?
They're going to Mexico. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding.
No, they're going to San Miguel de Allende. It's this gorgeous little town in the mountains.
Wow, I've never heard of it.
It's about 150 miles northwest of Mexico City.
Wow, do your parents speak Spanish?
No, but they're going to learn.
Wow, that's a big change. Why don't they stay in the U.S.?
Well, they have always wanted to live abroad. Now that they're retired, they've finally got to do that. And my dad, he adores Mexico. He's been there 6 or 7 times at least.
Wow, sounds like this is going to be quite an adventure.
It should be. And San Miguel, it is stunning. The government has made sure that no new buildings will ever be built there. So the traditional feeling of the town, well, it's been preserved. Oh, and they make pottery there, which is perfect for my mother, because she collects the stuff.
Oh, that's great for her. So I guess now you're going to have a place to stay in Mexico.
Yeah.
And a place for your friends to come and visit in Mexico.
Well, if my friends are nice to me, I suppose something could be arranged. Did you have anybody in particular in mind?
Oh, very funny. So when exactly are they moving?
Oh, in a couple of months. They have to pack up and take care of all the business here. I'm going to help them with the move. I may even try to stay a couple of months, if I can swing the time. Questions.
22. Why is the man not really surprised that his parents are moving?
23. The man mentions several reasons to explain why his parents are moving. Which of the following is not one of the reasons?
24. Where are his parents planning to move?
25. According to the conversation, which of the following statements is not true?
26. Where exactly are they moving?
Questions 27 to 30 are based on the following talk.
Okay, let's talk a little bit today about Steve Jobs, founder of Apple Computer. Jobs, a college dropout, who then goes on to start a revolutionary computer company that changed the way the world perceived the computer and its role in society. Steve Jobs believed, I should say strongly believed, that the computer should and would become a tool for the everyday person. In his own words, he says, quote, "We started out to get a computer in the hands of everyday people, and we succeeded beyond our wildest dreams." And succeeded he did. In 1977, the world's first mass-marketed personal computer, the Apple II, came out. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands were sold. Other companies sprang up, and by 1985, there were 38 million computers in the world. In the year 2000, that number climbed up to 557 million. In millions of homes across the globe, we communicate by computer. We play games. We get and give information. We shop. We work. We organize our personal finances. All done on the personal, everyday home computer. Now, behind Jobs' belief that the computer should be made available to the everyday person was a true underlying belief in technology. That technology could be used to better our lives. The 70s saw a real revolution in technology. But people like Steve Jobs were motivated by more than just the need to be involved in the technological revolution. He wanted to shape it. Jobs believed that it was important to combine technology and art to be creative. With this kind of thinking, it's not too surprising to see why the Macintosh has become a favorite among artists, graphic designers, professionals in the publishing and video and animation industries. Jobs says, quote, "The Macintosh turned out so well because the people working on it were musicians, artists, poets, and historians who also happen to be excellent computer scientists." So, Jobs believed in technology. He believed it could be made available to everyone, and he believed that it could be used as a tool for creativity. He was certainly a pioneer.
Questions. 27. Which of the following statements is not true about Steve Jobs?
28. In which year was the first mass-marketed personal computer produced?
29. How many computers were there in the world in the year of 2000?
30. What was Steve Jobs' true underlying belief? Part C. Listening and translation. 1. Sentence translation.
1. It's very difficult to quit smoking, which is why it is better not to start smoking in the first place.
10. Most of the people I know are interested in the proposed tax reform because they hope it will lower taxes for them.
3. If more companies provide childcare facilities at work, they will really help mothers who have to work outside their homes.
4. You shouldn't worry about making new friends. It will happen gradually. By this time next year, I'm sure you will have made many new friends.
5. There are more high school dropouts than before. Thus, there are more unqualified young people looking for jobs than there used to be.
2. Passage translation. 1. You know, the one issue that I feel the strongest about is the environment. Well, maybe it's a little bit expensive to change our ways, but we have to try. We need to take care of the world we live in. So I think we can all do small things, like recycle plastics, and be careful not to waste water and electricity. You know what they say. We only have one world, so we shouldn't mess it up.
2. For me, freedom of speech is very important. We should always be allowed to say what we believe, especially now. You know that people want to censor the Internet. They want to limit what we have access to on our computers. Well, I don't agree with that at all. Of course, I know it's a tricky question. Where do you draw the line on what should be controlled? What limits should be placed on our freedom of speech? I suppose that there have to be some limits set, but I say the fewer the better. Maybe the best thing is just to decide everything on a case-by-case basis.